Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Looking at the film of this Patriots defense, what do you see over the last four games or so?
Well, I see it looked like they started to try and do some different combinations in the secondary, as in coverage-wise and in and out and things, and doing some confusing type things, and then it seemed that they started to kind of get back to just running basic stuff in the secondary. But I think that their front seven is where it starts, and that's where they get after the quarterback.
Do you see them having more success when they try to do all sorts of interesting things, or more success when they sort of just stay basic?
Well, it depends. I think they've done a little bit of both. I mean, if you look traditionally at them, I think that they've had success doing both, and I think they've done that this year as well. I think people get caught up in the numbers, but to me, they're a really good defense that you have to identify and know where people are at.
Ben, you, much like Tom, have been in the same system with the same coach and the same guys around you for a good long time now. What does that do for a quarterback's peace of mind to have that continuity, that kind of consistency when it comes to playing the position?
Well, it's great. I mean, I've always said that I felt bad for someone like Alex Smith out in San Fran, who I think in, 5 years had four coordinators or whatever the ridiculous number is. I think that's really hard for a quarterback. I mean, any time that you can get familiarity with a coach, with a coordinator, with a play caller, whoever it is, I think it definitely makes it a lot easier on you.
I saw, Ben, that you had some tests on your knee. I thought after the game, how's your health? How's your knee feeling?
Good. Everything, came out with positive results from the test. So, typical week seven body, but it's good.
Typical week seven body. So how much pain are you in, and how normal is that, I guess?
Well, it's, you ask any player in the NFL that ask them how much their body hurts, or I'm going to tell you a little bit, but nothing that's going to stop me or hinder my play.
One thing that the Tomlin said was about Hines Ward actually was, we'll save a seat for him on the bus, and I think the same could be said for you. Is that a sort of a team mentality, or is that just you guys individually as far as how to deal with pain and injuries, or where does that come from?
I think it's just, any player in the NFL plays a game in pain. I mean, it doesn't matter what game it is or what position you play. So you have to deal with it, and, it's one of those things that comes along with playing this sport.
Can you pinpoint two or three areas when you watch that Patriots defense that you think will give you the biggest challenges?
Well, I think it's they do a good job. They switch from a 3-4 front to a 4-3 a lot, to even a 3-3, so they mix it up on you. And then I think if you get into certain passing situations, they like to bring their linebackers from the outside and bring both sides. And, just to me, it's about identifying and being able to pick up those blitzes, because if you can't, then, you're not going to be able to get the ball off. And it's also, when you put the big guy in the middle, he never seems to leave the field, but he makes plays in the run game, and you wouldn't think but in the pass game now.
Yeah, you got to be, when you're looking at identifying matchups, is staying away from Wilfork Island one of the main things for a quarterback?
Well, you definitely have to be aware. I mean, that's going to be a heck of a job for whether that's our center, our guard. I mean, he seems to move around. I even saw him blitz off the edge one time when they, I think it's Oakland, they kind of ran a mixer look, and he rushed on the tackle. So whoever's against him, I mean, he's one of the premier guys in this league, and, I got to be aware of him, where he is in the pass game as well now.
It sounds kind of silly, but the idea of obviously playing hurt is one thing, but is there a possibility that a player can kind of thrive off kind of that kind of mixing it up, kind of having that injury or whatever? Like, obviously you can't play hurt and succeed, but is there a possibility that you can play better hurt?
I don't know. I mean, I think that, and it's probably every man his own, but I know that if I'm injured, I don't want to let my guys down, so it makes me maybe go out and play a little bit harder.
Ben, after the first couple weeks, you guys had, a bad loss and all that, and there was a lot of talk about your defense was too old, and, maybe even that the team itself had sort of passed. Things have changed over the last couple weeks, it seems, huh?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on who you talk to at what point in the season. I mean, are you asking the media those questions, or are you asking a player? I think it's different. I think, we're we are probably too old on defense. We're probably too young on offense, and you know, we're just trying to get by with wins.
So has anything changed after those first 2 weeks? I mean, internally, was there any talk about that in the locker room, or did you guys kind of stay the course?
Yeah, just stay the course. We're too old, quote unquote, old of a team to you know, to really let that bother us or get to us. We've most of us have been around and kind of understand what goes with the territory of this league and a team, and you know, we just kind of, like you said, stayed the course.
Ben, how has this offense evolved over the years? When, you know, we think of them as a running team years ago, and now you're in the situation where passing obviously is a big part of it. Can you talk about that evolution?
Well, I think it's the evolution of the NFL and of offenses. We may be a little bit more behind the times than most teams, but you know, when you've got weapons on the outside, you've got to utilize them. We still feel like we have some you know, great abilities to run the ball, and we have to do that, and we do that. But you know, as the league evolves, and you got to keep up with teams like New England and scoring 60 points a game, it's you know, it's part of the evolution.
What does having a guy like Mike Wallace do for you in terms of your options and his speed and just what he's able to do?
Oh, he's a fun guy to play football with. You know, just got a contagious smile, and he's fast, and he's fun to throw it to. When you throw him the ball and you get in his hands and he's behind defenders, you know no one's going to catch him. So, you know, he does some great things for opening up other guys on our offense as well.
Was there ever a quarterback you looked up to, or like a Favre or somebody who just never came off the field? And is that a mentality you kind of developed, or how did that come along?
Well, growing up, you know, I was a Montana, Elway, Kelly type guy, and I always tried to, you know, wear 7 because of Elway, and I consider him one of the tough guys. So that's kind of one of the guys I really tried to mold my toughness after.
You know, I'm just curious, when you're scrambling around, you know, and obviously you're one of the guys who scrambles to look downfield, can you sense how difficult it is for secondaries to cover for that long? Like, is that sort of an added benefit that maybe you have?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, when you do it right and you've got receivers that understand the game and understand you and you guys are on the same page, it's definitely a weapon. I mean, I think DBs get frustrated and they start holding, and you know, they try and grab and do different things, because it's a hard thing, first off, just to cover a wide receiver in this league on a 3, 5, or 7-step drop. You start adding a couple seconds and receivers moving all over the place, it's incredibly difficult.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Have a good one.